At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Any stadium conversations and where things stand. We meant to get to this late last week, and then things got busier with some other breaking news and everything, but Fox 4 actually had the first report on this, and it was discussing Jackson County in regards to the Royals ballpark situation. So by now we all know, right, that the mayor has said it, the Royals have basically acknowledged it, right, that Washington Square Park, just east of Union Station, is one of the sites the Royals are considering for a new ballpark. We all know it was last April. It's almost been a year, guys. Last April where that vote failed, asking for sales tax dollars for both the Chiefs and Royals, failed by 16%. And one of the members of the Jackson County Legislature said, you know, they're still trying to figure out what the teams want. It's quoted in this article, and it says that the possibility for a Royals ballpark in Jackson County could still require a vote, which,
oh no,
that's just one person's opinion.
We're not back to there again, are we?
One person's opinion in this. I still find it very hard to believe that that's the path forward, because I don't believe a vote would pass for the Royals.
You don't think
again.
Just like a new I thought don't. And now like there's a continued threat, right, that they might leave or something? You don't think that does anything?
Personally, no. So this Daron McGee is the Jackson County Democratic Legislative Chairman. That's who's quoted, and I believe it was our friend Jonathan Katz who had this story. And he went on to say that McGee, who was on the Vote Yes side back in April, talked with Fox 4. And he said, quote, "I think they would have to get back and go back to the voters. I don't know any other way around it." He was asked if it makes sense for the Royals to go back before the voters of Jackson County. Quote, "Either that or, as I told you before, I think that would involve the ownership costs keeping up with the costs of maintaining a stadium."
Does it help that it would be half the price tag? Let's just say that they didn't want the they didn't want the full amount. They wanted half, right?
Yeah.
Because before they were doing the full three-eighths cent sales tax that they had already a tax you were already paying, which is always the part that's kind of like funny. And part of this is that like
everybody presented it in a different way, right? On one side it was presented
you are actively already paying this tax,
and on the other side would say it's a new tax because it's renewal. Depends on what side you're on. Everybody played the game.
Yeah, currently
for sure.
I think it's kind of both.
Yeah,
it is a new tax, and it's continuing it, but you are actively paying it.
Correct.
But it's like if it's in half of whatever three eighths. Let's extend this out, so that'd be
3/16.
Yeah. 3/16.
I was promised no math.
That does not have the same.
I was promised no math on the show.
3/16 sales tax or whatever else they're asking for.
Yeah.
Would that move voters? Would the location stuff move voters? Like, because it lost by so much, dude. Bringing it back to the voters feels like a
huge risk.
Dangerous game.
I don't think we see that. The only scenario that I could see, if you told me that they already knew, they being the state of Missouri and the city of KC Mo, knew that the Chiefs had already picked up or packed up their bags and said, "Hey, we're going to Kansas." Then do the Royals have more leverage in that scenario because you're in danger of losing both teams? Maybe then that changes the dynamics of it. There was also a quote from a former city councilwoman in this article from Fox 4. So Becky Nace, she was the chair of the committee against new Royals stadium taxes back in April. She said that if the Royals try building anywhere downtown, that the vote would fail countywide in Jackson County.
So she's already
that's
saying
one person's opinion, but that's where we're at. I would be surprised.
It, so yeah. You know, like that's,
no, she was correct. No, she was correct the last time in terms of that it would fail considerably, and it did for a variety of reasons. I don't believe you're making up 16% of a vote, even if a different proposal, unless, as I said, maybe if you already knew you lost one of the teams. Otherwise, I don't believe the Royals are willing to go to another vote too.
No, I don't think so either. I don't know why they would want to. They got embarrassed. The Chiefs and the Royals got embarrassed the last time this thing went to a vote. Gold, we went in being like, true 50-50. Not sure which way it's going to go. Can't tell you. I'm not sure. Is it going to pass? Is it going to fit? That's how we both felt going into that vote. And they got smoked.
Yeah.
And look, again, maybe the lower dollar amount would help. Maybe. I actually think if they got to a vote, the only thing that would help it pass is it. Let's just say it's a little bit less money because it's not both teams. If the Chiefs announce they're going to Kansas, that's your time to get a vote.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like if they say, hey, we're going to Legends, okay, we'll take a vote. That's realistically maybe your only chance to, I think, like curry enough, like, you know, I don't want to lose both.
Mm-hmm.
I still want downtown baseball, so I just want downtown baseball is cool. And I know that that's a selfish reason to do it. I want Kansas City to be a cool place to live and a cool place for people to want to visit. And I think downtown baseball is cool. Like, I know that that's like oversimplifying the problem because there's a lot of economics at play, but that's why I want the stadium at some of the proposed sites they're looking at versus out in the suburbs.
But at least this go around, whatever the end result is, so wisely because of how unorganized it seemed the messaging was, and of course the site changes last minute, which was not all on the Royals, as we know. A lot of that was on the city as well. The fact they've been so quiet over the last almost year, I guess, at this point, April will be a year, is probably very smart. Like, the next time you try to say, this is our decision, and here's what we need, here's what we want, you better have all your ducks in a row.
This is like, yeah, this is a lot like proposing. You better be sure you're getting a yes. Like, you better be damn sure. And you're right. Have every tiny, minor detail. Don't, like, the day before be like, no, we're not closing Oak. Make sure you got it all sorted. Every little nugget. I don't care if you're like, we already know how the environmental testing is going to go. You put every, cross every T, dot every I. Because last time, whether the Royals agree with this perception or not, they don't, as an organization don't. They came off like the sweaty lawyer in a bad TV sitcom spilling their papers all over the place. They seemed disorganized and lost was the public, this goes back to the Joe Burrow, the public perception of it. I'm sure they'd say that that wasn't what was happening.
Right.
But you and I agreed that they, like, that's the way it came off. Like, they just kept being like, we didn't even think about these things. You guys care what roads are closed?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.